Welcome to Inside the Film Room, the Building Blocks edition. I'm Bob Papa with former Giant Roman Oben, and today we focus in on third-year defensive back Jayron Hosley, who in his rookie year showed a lot of promise. Injuries in his second year, and then in year number three, started the year on suspension. But, Roman, there are some things athletically about Jayron Hosley that the Giants like a lot. We're going to see an example of it.
Yeah, and Bob, I've always liked his ability to just break on a football. I mean, he's really quick in that 5 to 10 yard area. And we're going to see, this is Monday night against the Colts. His ball is intended to Fleener, the tight end, breaks on the ball, does a great job locating the football. Now, as soon as the tight end catches the ball, here comes Hosley. And that's really what he does well, Bob, his ability to break on the ball. And that's why, at one point, he was considered really a prime candidate to be that third or that slot corner.
All right, so obviously this year kind of an incomplete grade because of, you know, limited playing time. What are some of the areas that he needs to do, though, to work on his game individually in order to get involved in the rotation?
Well, it's really instincts at the quarterback position, Bob, and you've got to learn from DRC, learn from Prince, copious notes, film study. I mean, to be a cornerback in this league, you're going to have to do a little bit of everything. And if you're not a starter, you're going to have to guard a lot of these better slot receivers. I mean, the slot receivers are becoming really the prime targets now in the NFL. So he's got to do a lot of those things and just got to have a good offseason and approach camp healthy and mentally as well.
All right, that's a look at Jayron Hosley, Inside the Film Room, the Building Blocks edition.